السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قرآن کریم میں متعدد جگہ
حضور says that in the Holy Quran in several places it is mentioned that how Allah Almighty forgives the mistakes of His people and ignores them, and by ignoring those mistakes He treats them by covering up their faults. The meaning of satara is to cover someone and to protect that. So therefore, our Allah is that merciful Allah and loving Allah, that He covers up all the mistakes and ignores them. And He does not penalize us instantly, but gives us the time that a true believer during that time, by benefiting from this treatment of Allah Almighty, all the mistakes and the shortcomings that he has committed, he can rectify those and reform himself. And he should not be repeating them at all, and he should become bold in repeating those mistakes. So therefore, when Allah Almighty, when he covers up the mistakes and the follies and the mistakes of the people, then it is also his responsibility that he should, it's his responsibility that he should come under the protection of Allah Almighty, where he will see new manifestations of the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. And I will present certain examples before you in which in order to partake from this attribute of Allah Almighty, the Sattar, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention. I will mention certain things, verses from the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty mentions in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And those people who believed and performed good deeds, definitely we are going to remove their bad things from them and reward them according to the best of their deeds which they had been performing. Here Allah Almighty has mentioned about the pious people and those who perform good deeds, that we are going to forgive their bad deeds. According in the dictionary, the meaning of kafara is that to put something under the curtain or to cover something and to completely destroy it and eliminate it. And that is to say that such people, those who commit these vices, it means that treating them in such a way as if they have not done anything wrong. So Allah Almighty, with His true servants, He is extremely gracious and merciful. A person does something bad, neither God Almighty catches him immediately, nor He exposes him, that the person should not be able to show up his face in society. And many mistakes are committed by the person, and he commits a lot of mistakes. But his attribute of Sattar is always covers up these mistakes, and those people who realize their own mistakes and they turn to their self-reformation and try to strengthen their faith, and they also pay attention to performing good deeds, then Allah Almighty removes that vice and its impact from that person in such a way as if he has not committed anything at all, nor they are punished and nor they are given any bad name for that, even if it goes to be known in society. But the one who turns to Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty stops that thing to be spread in society, which brings a bad name to that person. And then this Allah, who is Sattar, who is Malik, who is the master, who at the time when a person pays attention to this one, not only covers up his mistakes, but he also he rewards them for the best deeds that they have been performing. After doing something wrong, when they do something good, then the reward is also given by Allah Almighty, and that is given manifold. And during the time of the vices, whatever small things a person might have committed, Allah Almighty also rewards for all these things collectively. So therefore, the number of the good deeds are so much increased that the vices are no more to be seen. So therefore, the true believer is he who is always begging this Sattari, the covering up of the faults from Allah Almighty, and tries to avoid and tries to finish and do away with these things. In case of a mistake, he should always be turning to repentance and seeking forgiveness. So Allah Almighty, according to His promise, Allah Almighty, that person becomes the recipient of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that man by nature is very weak, and there are hundreds of commandments of Allah Almighty which are put on his shoulder. So therefore it is a part of a human nature that because of his weakness that he may be unable to perform certain deeds and abide by certain commandments, and sometimes his selfish ego may overpower him. So Allah Almighty has the right that if a person is seeking repentance and forgiveness from Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty may forgive that person. And this is the true understanding and perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty had given to, granted to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has narrated and mentioned it for us. Otherwise, you see that there are some people who are self-appointed caretakers of religion and wearing long robes. These people, they have presented the concept of God so horrible and so dreadful, a person, God Almighty, who is always punishing. They have, as if he does not have any element of kindness in him. And similarly in Christianity, and those people who do not have any religion of their own, they are always presenting a wrong image of Islam to the people. While the fact is that the Allah in Islam is Sattar and Rahim, He is most gracious and merciful. And not only He Himself, but He has also asked the believers that you try to copy My attributes according to your human ability. And when this will be done, then how much covering and forgiveness and kindness, the examples of that will be seen in society. When you visualize that, then you can't help turning to the attributes of Allah Almighty, of forgiveness. And also a person from his heart, he invokes a blessing and durood for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that by sending the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty has done a great favor to us. Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned at one point that in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, the summary of that is that, O My servants, don't be disappointed from Me, from My mercy. I am Rahim and Kareem and Sattar. I am gracious, merciful, and I cover up, and I also cover the faults of the people. And no one ever shows such mercy which I am going to show to you. You love Me more than your parents, because in fact, I am much greater in My love to you. If you come to Me, then I will forgive all of your sins. And if you repent, then I will accept that. And if you are coming to Me slowly, then I will come to you running. And the person who is trying to find Me, he will find Me. And the one who will turn to Me, he will always find My door open for him. I forgive the sins of those who repent, even if their sins are more than mountains. My mercy is abundant upon you, and My wrath is limited. You are My creation. I have created you. Therefore, My mercy encompasses all these things. So therefore, in order to come to Allah Almighty has shown us these paths. Through which we can get closer to God Almighty in order to become perfect in our faith, and you discharge the rites of towards Allah and towards human beings and perform good deeds. And Allah Almighty has mentioned those good deeds in the Holy Quran which you ought to perform. And what are those deeds which are liked by Allah, and what are those deeds which Allah Almighty does not like? So therefore, all these the do's and don'ts, a mu'min should always try their best to abide by these things, so that at all times he may be able to receive the benefit of the covering and the mercy of Allah Almighty. In the last sermon, I mentioned very briefly regarding the relationship, matrimonial relationship, that in some cases, that sometime there is a mutual conflict, then both the parties, they do not hesitate to throw filth and filthy allegation upon other. And this is something which Allah Almighty does not like. Allah Almighty has admonished both the husband and the wife. How Allah Almighty has made them realize their mutual responsibility. Allah says, "Hunna libasul lakum, antum libasul lahun." that they are garment for you and you are garment for them. So that is to say that your mutual relationship, the quality of covering up should be there, and that is your responsibility of the both. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, has mentioned the objective of the garment, that the garments are there to cover up the in nakedness of the body, and it is also means of adornment and beauty. And thirdly, it protects from heat and cold. So in this way, when under one covenant, when they decide to become one in this institution of marriage, when the husband and wife, they make a decision like that, then after that they should try their level best, that they should tolerate one another, and they should also cover up the faults of one another, and on petty things neither the men should get excited and nor the ladies should get offended. Rather, there should be such treatment, attitude in the couple, which is going to further beautify the relationship of that couple. And this beauty and should be there in every couple, an Ahmadi couple, and that should become a good moral model and example for others. Sometime the question which are raised from the ladies or from the girls or the boys, which are in their hearts, whenever you investigate those matters, then it transpires after investigation that both of them have not understood the importance of the relationship, and they have not tried to achieve that objective for which Allah Almighty has commanded the people to get married. Sometime it appears that they get married only as a plaything, and there is no tolerance. On very simple, petty things, they are making a mountain out of molehill, and very disturbing situation transpires. So instead of becoming very stubborn, and if they keep this teaching of Allah Almighty in front of them, then such disputes will never arise. If they resolve that in every situation they are going to try their best to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and we should become a source of satisfaction for one another, then all these problems will never arise. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that all these curtains, they are torn at a time when people they get increased in their excitement and anger. Therefore, it is there is a need to suppress that anger. Suppressing the anger is something which Allah Almighty has loved very much. He loves very much to suppress the anger. And Allah Almighty has commanded us to do like that. So therefore, every Ahmadi who has entered into the bayat of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has made a promise that he is going to bring about a pious change in his character, in my family relationship, I am going to create improvement. So then he must try his best to fulfill this covenant and promise that he has made. When I come to know about these disputes and on these trivial things, when they are talking about the breaking of the marriage and their homes, then I always recall the incident of a small girl. There was a couple who was fighting and talking loudly to one another in front of that girl, and the girl was looking at them with great surprise. And then they realized, and then they asked their parents, have they not fought with one another? But she said that when my mother is angry, then the father keeps quiet, and when the father is angry, then the mother keeps quiet. So this is the quality which people have to create in themselves. Sometime Because of these trivial matters, the houses are broken and marriages are broken in the very beginning. After the marriage, within a few days, they say that our hearts do not agree to one another. And while the fact is that they have been thinking about that marriage for a very long time, and after then the marriage takes place. Actually, the fact of the matter is that when these people do not keep the secret of one another, and when they talk about these things to outsiders, then the outsiders are the people who are giving counsel just to enjoy these things. Or maybe because of their nature, they have the habit of giving wrong advice. Then they give this advice to these people, which ultimately end up in the breaking of the marriage. So therefore, this advice is also like a trust. Whenever such couple, maybe the boy or the girl, if they go to anyone, then it is the responsibility of the Ahmadi that they should give such advice to bring them together. And not to separate them, and not to break their marriage. So therefore I say once again to both the husband and the wife that covering of the fault is done at a time when you have the control over your anger. And that will be done when you have the fear of Allah Almighty. Therefore Allah Almighty in one place has drawn your attention to libas-e-taqwa, the garment of righteousness, as in mentioned in Surah Al-Araf, Ya Bani Adama qad anzalna ilaykum libasan yuari sawatikum wa risha wa libas-e-taqwa zalika khair zalika min ayatillahi la'allahum yatazakkarun. That O children of Adam, certainly we have given you this garment, and this is libas-e-taqwa, the garment of righteousness, and that is the best of the garments. This is some of the signs of the Allah Almighty, so that you can get advice from it. And here that point is mentioned, which I have already mentioned earlier on, that when Allah Almighty has given you these clothes to cover up your nakedness, and also to give you beauty and to adornment. So this is the physical arrangement which Allah Almighty has made, that to distinguish human beings from the other creation, Allah Almighty has given them the garment so that it could cover the nakedness and also show up the beauty of the humans. But there is another point which is mentioned there, that the real libas and the real garment is the garment of righteousness. And the standard of the dress of a mu'min and a non-mu'min is different. And the standard of any righteous person should be different from others. And nowadays in the West and in the East, the beauty of the dress in the worldly people, it is considered to be like that, and in Maghrib, in the West, in every circle, it is understood to be like that, that they say the dress is such which shows up the nakedness, and for men they say that it should be such a dress which should be covering up. But the men sometime, they say that the dress of the ladies should be such which is exposing and showing the nakedness. And sometime the ladies also wish to do like that in most cases. And those ladies do not have the fear of Allah Almighty. Those do not have the garment of righteousness. And some men also wish like that. There is a section of men, they wish that the ladies should be wearing the modern dresses, the new dresses, and sometime they wish the same type of dress for their wives, that they should be appreciated. Whether that dress is covering their nakedness or not. But a mu'min who has got really the fear of Allah Almighty, whether he is a man or woman, they would always like that in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they should have such garment which is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And that dress would be such when they are looking for the garment of righteousness, when with much care, and they would be taking care of their physical dresses, and when with piety and righteousness, and when the husband and wife, those who are the garment for one another, they are taking care of that, and also in society they are covering up the faults of one another, and in their mutual relationship if there is any sort of difference, they always keep the quality of righteousness. And then in the life of those people who live in society and in their mutual relationship, there are ups and downs always. Sometimes there are some misunderstandings, some friendship is there. But in disputes, a believer, and he always he does not discloses the bad things which might have happened before them, nor any husband and wife would tell these things do so if they have the righteous quality of righteousness. But in order to have the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they always try to cover up. So this is actually the garment of righteousness, which also protects their physical dress. And also this is the one which establishes the standards of the garments. And in order to achieve that, it is impossible unless we turn to Allah Almighty. Because Satan is always in ambush. He wants to snatch this garment of righteousness from the people. Allah Almighty says in one place, the next verse after which I read, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ لَا يَفْتَنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَنزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That, O children of Adam, Satan should not put you into a trial situation, as he was the instrument to throw them away from the paradise. He snatched their dresses so that he should expose to them their weaknesses. And Satan and his fellows are watching from you from where you cannot see them. And Huzur says, therefore, this nakedness about the physical dress which I have mentioned, a mu'min would never ever like to wear such a dress, which instead of giving any beauty to anyone, is exposing their nakedness. Here and also in Pakistan, there are certain reports which I receive that following the trend of the world, some girls, they not only go out of the veil, but their dress is also very indecent. And this thing can only be done by those people who do not have the garments of righteousness. So therefore, every Ahmadi lady and man, I would say, as Allah Almighty says, that the best of the garment is that which is the garment of righteousness. Try to wear that, so that the covering up of Allah Almighty should always be with you. And Satan, who is always wants to steal this dress from you and to expose you, he would never ever be able to do so. And you have believed in the Imam of this age, therefore you have to do special efforts to be protected from the evil designs of Satan. And we should cover up with that dress which is the dress of righteousness. libas taqwa. Allah Almighty enable all of us to do so and do like that. As I said, that after coming into the bath of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, we are under great responsibility, and we must try our level best to improve our situation, and we should not be getting into the trend of the age and the time. But every time our relationship with Allah Almighty should get on becoming should become strong and strong. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that it is quite possible that in your previous life somebody might have done some small sins or big sins. He might be doing that one, but once he has got a true relationship with Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty forgives all the sins, and He never puts him to shame, neither in this life nor in the life to come. This is what a wonderful mercy of Allah Almighty is, that once He forgives, and then He never ever mentions that thing later on. He covers that up completely, and despite all these favors and blessings of Allah Almighty, if that person takes the course of hypocrisy, then it is extremely extremely sad on his part and ungrateful. If a person does not become very bold on committing these vices and sins and tries to avoid all these things, and always he is in search of this garment of righteousness, then Allah Almighty will always envelop him in the sheet of His forgiveness, that there remains no trace of his sin. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that person is never put to any shame, neither in this life nor in the life to come. And when Allah Almighty is pleased with a person, then there is no question of being ashamed of anything. Rather, Allah Almighty gives him unlimited bounties. Allah Almighty says in Surah Nisa, "In tajtanibu kabaira ma tunhauna anhu, nukaffir ankum sayyatikum wa nudkhilu mudkhalan karima." If you avoid those big sins from which you have been stopped, then we are going to remove all your weaknesses from you and vices from you, and give you into a place of honor, and enter you into a place of honor. And here Allah Almighty says that you avoid committing the big sins. And it does not mean that one should try to find out which are the big sins which one has to avoid. The true believer is that who avoids all types of sins, big or small. Because the satari, the covering of Allah Almighty, is related to all types of sins. So therefore, nobody should think that one should avoid the big sins, and if the smaller sins are committed, then there is no harm in it. When Allah Almighty says that you avoid the big sins, the meaning of that is only this one, that you try to avoid all types of sin. Because in the Holy Quran, there is no listing given of the big sins and the smaller sins. As a matter of fact, everything which Allah Almighty has asked us not to do so, and Allah Almighty has bound us emphatically to perform that thing, is a sin. So therefore, every wrong action about which Allah Almighty has commanded us not to do so, in leaving that, if somebody finds it difficulty, whether it is big or small, so then that becomes a big sin for that person. So when you will do this something which is difficult, then those difficulties which are comparatively easier to leave, you will be able to avoid these and leave them alone. Some commentators have written that the end of every sin comes into the category of big sin. So before going to that extreme, if anybody turns to one's reformation, And the covering that Allah Almighty has given to you so far, that will continue. And if you are grateful to Allah Almighty and you pay attention to good deeds, then Allah Almighty will give the covering and those bad deeds will not be exposed. And then Hazrat Masih Maud says that all the big and smaller things Allah Almighty has not mentioned like that. In another place, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has connected the kabair, the great sins, with certain other sins, that every sin can become a great sin. As Allah Almighty says in Surah Shura, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَائِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And those people who avoid the great sins and the indecencies, and they always this is the quality that they go for forgiveness. This is the quality of the believers. So it is mentioned here that they avoid the big sins and the indecent things. And both these things are together, and also they avoid the anger and go for forgiveness. So this point is also worth noting, that the modesty is also a part of faith. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, it is for those people, those who are following the fashion and the worldly objectives, and their dress is such which is exposing their body and nakedness. It is a moment of great concern and alertness for these people. So Allah Almighty, Allah wants to cover up our sins and faults. And as Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned in his statement, which I have read out, that Allah Almighty comes to that person running, but still a person does not get benefit of that. What a shame and ungratefulness it is for human beings. And then in this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned that people should not become hot-tempered and short-tempered. And this has been noted as something which is a grave sin, and it is connected with that one, because this short temperness is also something which makes a person full of sin, and lot of sins are the result of this anger. And the peace of society is disturbed and destroyed as a result of this anger. And if a person thinks that how many sins and overdoings against the teachings of Allah one does as a result of this anger, and he does not realize that he has been doing that, and Allah Almighty still forgives those things and covers up those things, despite the fact that he has got the full power to give the punishment, still he forgives. But a person on petty things, on trivial matters, he becomes very angry and becomes a source of great disorder. So in order to become a true believer, Allah Almighty says that you always control your anger and suppress that, because through that you will get the covering, because at the time of anger you are exposing certain things. Hazrat Masih Maud says that our community will not prosper unless they have this mutual love and affection and kindness. The one who has been given the might, he should be kind to those who are weak. Whenever the person who does not forgive and he hates his brother, while the fact is that a person should be praying for that person, should love one another, and should be kind, and he should give the good advice. But instead of this one, he becomes stronger in his anger and hate and rancor, and the end result of all this is very bad, and Allah Almighty does not like it. The Jamaat is only created at a time when they are taking care of one another and they are have the quality of covering up the faults of other. And when they become like that, they become like the parts of human body. And when they consider everyone like their true brothers. So similarly, one should become like the human limbs of the body. So in this age, Huzur says that we have joined in the community of the true follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have joined in his community, and we have believed in the caller of the sage, and we know that this true lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without believing in him, we know it for certain that the high standards of faith cannot be achieved without getting into the path of this leader. And when we announce that Allah's player lies in the fact that people should believe in this Imam Mahdi, and when we announce that the teaching given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be introduced through this Masih and Muhammadi, Masih and Muhammadi, then at the same time we should also keep an eye over our own actions and doings, and we should keep an eye over all the sins which Allah Almighty has pointed out. We should also have to raise the standards of our modesty. We have to suppress our anger so that as we become the recipient of the covering of the faults by Allah Almighty, we should also become a good example for other people. Allah Almighty enable us to act upon this prayer in the Holy Quran. Rabbana afrigh, Rabbana faghfir lana zunubana, wa kaffir anna sayyatina, wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. That over Allah, you forgive our sins and remove all these vices from us, and you cover up all our vices as if we have never done anything at all. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَا الْأَبْرَارِ, and cause us to die, include us among the righteous people, and cause us to die in that state. And we should always be benefiting from the quality of covering up Sattari of Allah Almighty. We are always benefiting from that.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر